couple of weeks ago, Google released a short video called A Year in Search. It's a video which shows the words and the phrases that were searched or Googled most frequently during 2017. If you want to see the video, you'll find it on YouTube. And this year, the word that seemed to appear most often was the word how. How? How far can North Korean missiles go? I'm not surprised people were Googling that. How much will the wall cost? How many refugees in the world? How do hurricanes form? How to help flood victims? How to help refugees? How to help Mexico, Puerto Rico, Grenfell Tower, the Rohingya, Sierra Leone? How to make a protest sign? How to run for office? How to make a difference? How to be a strong woman, a good parent, a superhero, fearless? How to move forward? And my personal favourite, how do you make slime? I wonder, as you think back over 2017, what how question have you asked most often? As I've reflected on it, I suspect lots of us have asked at different times and in different ways, how will I cope? At this time of year, the media is full of news reviews, highlights, charts and lists of the past year. Perhaps you've been reading them in the newspapers over the last couple of days. And the new year has become an annual opportunity to look back and reflect on what has been and to look forward to what might lie ahead in the coming year. Perhaps you're someone who likes to predict what might happen, or again, perhaps you've been reading some of those predictions in the paper. Earlier this week, I heard someone describe this period between looking back and looking forward as being in crimbo limbo, which I thought was a rather neat little phrase. Whilst many people have already taken down their Christmas trees, believe it or not, the church is still in the season of Christmas. And today, as we read those familiar words from Luke chapter 2, we're invited once again to look back and to reflect on this story of Christmas. And just as 2017 was a year in which people asked how, the Christmas story is also a story that begins with the word how. When the angel appeared to Mary and announced that God had chosen her to have his son, Mary's first response was to say, how? How will this be? However it happened, what the angel said to Mary did come to pass. And Luke tells us in verse 19 of chapter 2, the bit that Lucy just read, that Mary treasured all of these things. For me, the new year is a good opportunity to do what Mary did, to look back over the past 12 months and to think about what God has done for us, to treasure the gifts that he's given us. I'm very aware as I look back of prayers that have been answered, not necessarily prayers for myself, but prayers for people in our parish, not always answered in the way that we expect, but of God being aware of our needs. I'm aware of unexpected blessings. Sorry to single you out, Richard, but when you got engaged, that was an unexpected blessing. I'm aware of God bringing good things out of painful and difficult situations. I'm aware of small moments of grace that are the things that keep us going when life is hard. As you think back over the past year, what have you asked God? What have been your questions and how has he answered? I wonder where you can see God at work in your life or in the life of our church and our community. What's the thing that you will hold on to and treasure from this year? Mary looked back with gratitude, treasuring what God had done. But she also looked forward as well, because Luke tells us that Mary pondered these things in her heart. I guess as the different visitors came, the angels, the shepherds, as the star appeared in the sky, she took a moment to wonder what they might mean. God may have done what the angel had promised to Mary, but Mary still faced a great deal of uncertainty. She didn't know for sure who this baby was. One might suggest that the circumstances of arrival would say he was someone a little different. But she didn't know who or what he'd become. She didn't know why his birth was greeted by shepherds of all people. nor did she know how he would fulfill God's promises. And I presume that for Mary, pondering, thinking, reflecting, wondering was her way of trying to make sense of what was happening to her. At the outset of this new year, many of us share Mary's experience of uncertainty. Perhaps as you look ahead to the coming year, you're wondering, how did I get here to this point? Why have things worked out the way that they have? What does the future hold? How will I get through it? I wonder, what's your how question as you think about the year ahead? What do you find yourself asking God? I know that for some people, the wide open space of a new year can feel full of possibility, but for others, the wide open space of a new year can feel very frightening, especially if you feel that you've got nothing to look forward to. Although Mary's future is uncertain in many ways, Luke gives us a little interesting detail in verse 21. He says, on the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. In the face of an uncertain future, Mary does what God asks her to do. She names her child Jesus, the name that the angel gave to her. And in essence, what she does when she does that is she is following God into that uncertain future. She's trusting that somehow, even though she doesn't know how the answers will come, that God will answer her how questions, and that he will make possible that which seems impossible or improbable right now. At this time of year, as we look backwards and forwards, as we treasure the good things that God has done and ponder what the future might bring, we're invited to do what Mary did, to step out into that uncertain future, trusting God with our lives and trusting God with the lives of the people we love as well. For many Christians, the new year is an opportunity to recommit ourselves to God, to think again about who and what we're living for. And in the Methodist Church, they use a prayer called the Methodist Covenant Prayer. And it's been a prayer that's been adopted by other churches and Christians and used at this time of year. It's quite a daunting prayer, so I'm going to read it to you now. And as I read it, I invite you to think about how it makes you feel, how you would feel about praying these words. The prayer says this: I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Rank me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed for you or laid aside for you, exalted for you or brought low for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and wholeheartedly yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. And now, glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine and I am yours, so be it. And the covenant now made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. I don't know about you, but that's a prayer that I aspire to say with honesty and integrity. I think that's the only thing I can honestly say. Can I really say it and mean it? No, of course I can't. But I aspire to be able to say it and mean it. Because it's a prayer that's essentially saying, God, whatever the future holds, I will step out and I will trust you. And just so you're aware, when it says something like, put me to suffering, it's not asking God to cause suffering or make us suffer. It's simply to say, God, if the year ahead brings suffering, I will endeavor to trust you in it. That's what the prayer means. One of the difficulties of living in the age of Google is that we get used to having the answers to all of life's questions right at the end of our fingertips. I can't be the only one who, across the dinner table over Christmas, went, hang on, I'll just Google it and tell you right now, because that's what we do now. Everything we want to know is right there within a millisecond. If we want to know how, we just Google it, whether it's making slime or making a difference. But I'm aware that the life of faith doesn't always make sense and it doesn't always have answers. And I'm not sure it did for Mary or Joseph or perhaps even Jesus. How then do we step out in faith into this coming year? Well, I think we do what Mary did. We hold on to the past. We hold on to the gift of Jesus. We treasure the answered prayers. We regularly recall the unexpected blessings. We give thanks for the moments of grace, and we recognize the good things in the midst of the fear and the uncertainty. That's how you step out, by knowing that the goodness of God is a reflection of who God is. That's why we can trust him, because he is good. So take some time today to look back and to look forwards. And whatever 2018 brings for you and for me, may we know that God keeps his promises. God is faithful to us. God is good and loving, however hard that can seem to grasp at times. Amen.